Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The wrong people. Dave in Pennsylvania, start your story over and describe. You took the Johnson & Johnson, which they now admit is linked to blood clots. They knew it the whole time. And then what happened to you? Please continue.
Right. I had no idea that the shots were dangerous. I didn't know about InfoWars at the time. I got the shot. And within, not instantly, but within that year, I had a soreness in my right calf. Just a regular soreness. I'm thinking maybe it's from running. Maybe it's going too hard in the gym or whatever. But because then I started listening to InfoWars, and I said, I'm getting this checked out to make sure it's nothing serious because I got this stupid shot. So sure enough, I go to the ER. They do an ultrasound. They told me I had 4 blood clots in my right calf. I'm a healthy guy. I exercise. I was in the Marines for 4 years. There's no explanation of why I would have gotten the clot. So fast forward, the blessing in disguise. Now that I know it's there, I look at it as a battle wound. Because right now, we're in that war of information where they're lying to us constantly. They took a shot at me. I got hit. But guess what? Now I'm fired up even more. Because luckily, it didn't take me down.
Beautiful. Keep going. But exactly. Don't be a victim. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Now you know. Now it's a battle wound. Now you can get even healthier and warn others.
Exactly. So now I'm fired up. Like, I'm healthier than ever. I'm exercising. I'm doing what I need to do to make sure that my cardiovascular is in the best shape that it's ever been. I'm 41, so whatever. But I feel like I'm 22.
Beautiful.
But now, with the thing with Trump, now, part of me is thinking, I have an idea why Trump isn't going back on the vaccine. Because at the time, we know he was being fed false information, listening to the doctors or whatever. But he was making deals with the FDA and Big Pharma to get it out quicker than it should have gone. So he had the right intentions, but he knows that part of his doing was speeding up the process, cutting through the
totally. Vaccine. He knows he got set up because he was also trying to get all the therapeutics out there. They tried to block that. But he just believed in medicine and said anything. He just trusted the system, and now he won't admit he was wrong.
So now if he admits he's wrong, they're going to take that to him and say, oh, look at how corrupt you were. You paid off Big Pharma, or you cut through the red tape with the FDA so you can get this shot out. It's all your fault. So he'll never go back on it because it's a double-edged sword. But he knows, and he knows it was a mistake, but I think it's too risky for him to admit it. But he knows what he did, and I still think his intentions were in the right place.
Well, that's what I think's happened. But, you know, regardless, we know that they're planning even more attacks, more control. What do you think, Dave, in closing, that if the deep state's in so much trouble, which I think we all agree people are waking up to them, they're not going to give up. What are they going to do next?
Next move, they're going to cut off the food supply. They're going to use the weather, which they manipulate out there in the Midwest. They're going to cause some dramatic weather events, say, to cut off the food supply in combination with the EMP or something to take down the internet grid. And then when you can't eat, they're going to force you to follow what they need you to follow.
I totally agree with you. So people need to know what we've already been through is just the first leading edge of this attack. And I don't say that to scare people, but you can see it's a serious time, folks. Get ready. Get prepared. However you think best. Thank you so much for the call, Dave. We're going to go to break, come back in 60 seconds, join some stations. We're going to go to Rod in Kentucky. Then we're going to go to Justin in Florida. Carlos hung up. Sorry, Carlos, I didn't get to you. Meant to. We're going to get to Vincent. I'm going to bam, 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 go to your phone calls. The problem with the phone system with 20-plus lines is you get right on, but then it takes a while to get to you. We're doing the best job we can, but these callers are amazing as well, so I'm trying to give some of the callers as much time as possible. Back in 60 seconds, and no matter how good your calls are, I'm going to 5 calls next segment. That means in 10 minutes, you each get about a minute 45. So I got to introduce you and go out. When we come back, Rod in Kentucky, be ready. I'm going right to you. Make your point. We're on the next person. Stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are now into hour number three, taking your phone calls on the nature of the universe and reality and what's coming next. Rod in Kentucky, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex, this is Rod Butler. How are you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm a nervous wreck now. This is a first-time caller. I just want to tell you that I use all your products. I've been listening to you since the AOL days in the mid-'90s, early 90s. And, man, you have it's been hard to be a fan of yours because everybody has always thought I was crazy. But, buddy, you are spot on. And I want to thank you for waking me up and waking all the people around me up.
Hey, we've all been waking each other up, brother. It's good to have you after all these years to talk to you. What do you think's coming next?
I don't know. I agree with the last caller. I think they're going to try to do something to our food, and they're definitely trying to shut down our power. They don't want us to have electricity or food. And this leadership we have, they all look like cartoon characters. They look like the Looney Tunes parade when they come down the aisle at the thing last night. You know, they're trying to smother us out, man. They want to have only insane people in power, and they want insane people that will follow their orders.
Humanity is being maneuvered into Armageddon. I totally agree. How do we stop it?
Yes, sir. We got to wake more people up, and people have got to get up off of their butt and take some kind of action. I don't know what that is. We need leaders who will help us do
that.
Well,
the biggest thing is pull our children out of the public schools, disengage from the system as much as we can, and just warn everybody. Thank you for the call. Great call. Let's talk to Justin in Florida. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Alex, I'll get right to it. What I've been thinking about Trump and the vaccine, and I think to myself, what's more deadly, the shot or the virus or the lockdowns? And clearly the lockdowns to me were the most deadly aspect of this whole ordeal. And the globalists said they needed needed the vax to stop the lockdowns. Operation Warp Speed to me was more about getting therapeutics out there, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, which would have actually thwarted the vaccine issue. And with Trump, there has been some signal, and not the noise. There was a rally he did, and Trump said, leave the kids alone, and he made a symbol to their heart. And, he said also on the water cooler with David Brody, he is concerned about potential vaccine injuries. And he said, you know, and at one point, I think, you know, and on the David O'Reilly show, he said, you know, he talked about people criticizing him and the vaccines. He sort of said, you're not helping our cause. And I think this aspect of it, that the vaccines thwarted the lockdowns. And if we hadn't had the lockdown, you know, if we hadn't had the vaccine to thwart the lockdowns, then it would be over by now. You would have total chaos in the street. And, you know,
well, there's no doubt they're going to try to have the lockdowns go forever, like 2 years of third world, only 6 months here. But I get how they set him up, and it doesn't mean the vaccine saved us from that. They said, oh, sir, sign this warp speed. We can get it done quicker and unlock things. So he bought into it. And then now he won him, and he's wrong.
Right. Well, there's some aspects of that that, you know, well, even, you know, Trump's not the one giving it to 6-year-olds and pregnant women, and we're the only country in the world.
No, I hear you. He's come out against that, and that's good. Great call. Appreciate your call. We're going to get 5 calls in the segment. Vincent in Canada. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good to talk to you, Alex. Listen, I was wondering if you've ever given thought to kleptoparasitism.
Kleptoparasitism?
Yeah, kleptoparasite. It's a clinical term for cuckoos. And you find cuckoo birds, cuckoo bees, cuckoo wasps. And when the Hunger Games came out back in the noughties, I just thought, wow, the ruling class, there's really something wrong with it. So maybe, like you and your colleagues, your wonderful crews there, have been saying, maybe they're not human. But I don't think they necessarily be alien. They strike me as being closer to home than, be, you know, it's discomforting. Yeah.
Well, the globalists say they want to be their own species, and I guess you could say sociopaths and psychopaths are kind of their own group of humans. But I know about cuckoo birds and things, but I'll have to look this up. What is a cuckoo bee?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Back in the 90s when cable television came, when the advent of cable television happened, there was a channel called the Learning Channel. Sorry, I'm not fairly familiar with deep television, but there was a documentary about the European honeybee and its cuckoo bee. And
guys, look up cuckoo bee. So is it a false bee?
No, it's nature. It's a form of, they steal the host offspring, the eggs, or the larvae, the grub, and then they lay their own, they deposit their own eggs, so they steal.
Oh, yeah, they have like the cowbird does that. Okay, well, I think I read about that. I'll look into that. Thank you so much. Well, these calls are cool. Let's talk to Alan in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Nice to speak with you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you.
I just wanted to thank you, sir. I found you back in 07 after Googling fluoride effects because doctors are trying to give my son, my newborn son, fluoride drops in his medicine. Or wow. Not even his medicine, it was a vitamin drop. It was
and they admit no child needs any fluoride until age 5, even if it's pure calcium fluoride. They were trying to give them, at the store it says fluoride water for babies. It's total evil. Lowers their IQ.
It was terrible. And I even said to the doctor, I said, you know, I know that fluoride's bad and that it says on the toothpaste thing not to swallow fluoride. And she says, oh, no, it's fine. This is a different fluoride. It's good for his teeth. And I said, he doesn't even have teeth. What are we doing here? So I went home, Googled and searched this. I found some videos of you. I've been listening ever since. So thank you. I've got I purchased your HGH Max Boost, and that stuff's really changed my life just in the matter of my sleeping. I'm wondering when you guys are going to get that back. But I used to sweat crazily at night, every single night, just waking up drenched. And I went to the doctor. They said, hey, what's going on? They said, oh, it's normal with some guys. I thought maybe this has to be hormone related. And so I started taking that stuff 2 months ago. And I can sleep. Like, that's the other thing. I can sleep so well. I normally sleep 4 hours, 5 hours.
Well,
we
only got a limited supply in and of it. We're hoping to get more in very, very soon. But, I appreciate your point on that. Anything else, Alan, on Elon Musk?
Last thing was on Elon Musk. I keep thinking back to, you know, the SPARS document, the pandemic, the 2025, 2028 document is really what we're living in now. And I think back to the Epi girl, and I'm wondering, you know, is Elon Musk sparking this to get people to discredit the government? Is he this catalyst for that type of event or what have you? Is he trying to get people to buy into corporations instead of the government or? That's kind of my theory.
Well, that's what the globalists do is they control the government with their money, and then they blame the government for what they've done. I'm going to blame the government all day, but they're like the capo under the Don or the mob boss. So the government's the capo, but the mob boss is the corporation. I mean, I think he sees the world waking up, and I think he wants to basically play both sides.
Sure. Okay. Very good.
Thanks for the call, Alan. Sure. Dennis in Kentucky, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm good, Dennis. Go ahead.
Infowarsstore.com. Thank you for being always the voice of the people. Also, I'm happy Naive People Month. Biden is what Biden is. This mask been sliding off. But when I logged in today, I seen the headline, you know, as soon as I got on you on, and it said the FBI needs another 9/11. Well, I think that 9/11 would be a cruise ship in the summertime. It's going to pop.
Hold on, Dennis. Don't hang up. I don't want to cut you off. Hold, please, sir. We'll go to break for a few minutes. Come right back with Dennis. And then we're going to go to Richard. And we're going to go to everybody else is patiently holding the order your calls receive, like Peter. And then Carlos in Canada was holding, but I guess got back in. So I'm going to finish up with Dennis. Then I'm going to go to Carlos. Then I'm going to go to Richard. Then I'm going to go to Peter. Everybody else. So we're going to go to break. Come back. But, yeah. I mean, guessing the enemy's plan isn't hard. We know they're going to blow something up or do something big and be the savior. The question is, what is it going to be? And so we're going to get Dennis's take on that when we come back. Please don't forget, I just want to wake people up. Hundreds and hundreds of banned people are at banned.video. Hundreds of contributors, banned.video. Please share those links. A lot of great videos, banned.video. It's so important. The public's ready to hear the truth right now, but we got to bring the truth to them. Banned.video. Please take action now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful.
Country Club, a perfect metaphor for we deny we're under attack, deny our environment's being changed, deny that we're being poisoned. We just sit here in the country club, there's the movies and the restaurants and the pool halls, and I'm not knocking any of it. I love movies and restaurants and pool halls and football games and basketball games and track meets and all the fun stuff we all love and fishing and hunting. But while that's going on, the globalists are playing God, manipulating us all. Dennis, you were talking about what's coming next. And the summer bubble gonna pop. You're talking about false flag. Tell us what you got for us.
That's exactly what I believe. I mean, if that's truly, you know, how things is moving, they need something that's going to give that immediate knee-jerk reaction, something to tug on the people's hearts. So with that being said, something of that nature that has a slew of people on a targeted ship, see, they can dock that ship and even claim COVID or anything, which later will come out that shedding is going to be a problem. I mean, it's very simple to do. If you overlook at something of that magnitude, that's what's going to be able to keep them from keep doing it.
No, I get what you're saying. They already hit us with a bioattack. Their whole posture is a bioattack. You're saying you think the next thing will be a bioattack. I think you're probably right.
Yes, because in that mass setting of a cruise ship, now, they're going to blame it on who they blame it on, but it's just the initial act of its own. That's what's going to pull it. And that's going to happen. Because all I'm saying now is ads for cruise ships. Sorry, sir.
I think it's probable. I mean, there's no telling what they're going to do. Thank you so much, Dennis. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. I've always thought this was a lot of distractions and a lot of smoke and mirrors. I used the term before to distract from the real financial control that is being exercised. I believe that in the near future, there's going to be what it's called a great reset. But, you know, the word reset comes from the idea of resetting your computer. And when you reset your computer, what do? You turn the power off. And then what, you upload new information or new programs, and then you reboot your programs into the reset, you see, into the new situation with the computer. I think that the idea of having a cyber attack where the electrical systems go down for a while have been talked about by several people in the World Economic Forum. And
Klaus Schwab and them drool and say, a cyber attack will make COVID look like nothing. And all their PR people are saying cyber attack, cyber attack.
Right. But, you know, when you buy a house, you get a title deed, right?
Yes.
You know. Okay. So how many people have a house that don't have a title deed? Think about it. A lot of people. No. Everybody has a title deed as a notary, and they pay welcome taxes or whatever it is. Here in Canada, everybody's got a title deed. When you buy a lot of money, you put into shares in the stock market, what do you get for it if you don't take the certificate and you deliver it to your home? You get what? The word of a stockbroker saying that, oh, we have your certificate.
But you said something really smart. Most of the time, it's not even in your name. They've already pledged it to another. They've already pledged it to another investment.
Right, and they vote your vote in that company direction. If you don't like what Walt Disney is doing,
but that's why you're with BlackRock. The majority of money's in BlackRock. They vote for you.
Yeah, and they vote what they want, not for you. They vote what they want. And And if you think that after a 30-day...
No, you just said it. The big fraud is people that hold stock, the stock was always about power in the company for the direction of the company, not just an investment. People that advocate their responsibility with stock. So how do we change that?
Well, very simple. You simply say, hey, if there's a power failure, and I don't have a... if there's a disaster... For instance, an economic disaster, and you don't have a title deed to your home, how are you going to prove that it's your home? If they tell you there's, we don't know anymore.
I agree. The cyber attacks meant to wipe out the old system. So many times on 9/11, they blew up the CIA building, Building 7, that had all the government documents in it. They will use these disasters to get rid of the deeds to absolutely steal your money.
Exactly. And so if you really want to slow the process down, if you really want to make your companies accountable to what you want, you don't want your children's minds polluted. Don't let these guys vote at the board of directors, at their shares. Don't let them tell that they have $30 trillion under management when they don't. They have management of shares of people that have worked very hard to pay for those shares. They have them in brokers, and they vote whatever they want with it. So the solution is take the certificates, deliver them.
I agree. How do we democratize shareholder votes?
And protect yourself against the reset. Because if there is a financial clean out and they don't have any records of your shares, like they didn't have your gold certificate.
And by the way, what you're saying is key, because we have the FDIC here and other central bank insurance corporations saying that things are going down, there's about to be a bail-in, they're about to reset and take part of your account. You're absolutely right. Documenting what you actually have is key.
It's key. And not only that, it hasn't happened yet. But when they go to influence governments, like they go to influence the Pope, they tell the Pope, hey, we have $20 trillion under management. We're big shots. You know, you say, wait a second. Deliver first, okay? Give us the administrative power. We're the shareholders. You're not the shareholder. We're the shareholders. These are administrators.
Well, that's already happening with legislatures saying no when state funds being invested with BlackRock and Vanguard. And there was companies that came out and helped shareholders vote on a digital proven platform where you could check your vote, know it's what the vote you made, and then see that algorithm. I don't know how else you would do it. Imagine the new future would be block voting by democratized shareholders at those shareholder meetings.
Exactly. And you must ask your broker, thank you very much. You have my money. Here's the stock. Give me the certificate. It can be sold anytime. I just bring it in. You pay me. Give me a check within 7 days, 5 business days. So in all fairness, okay, why don't you hold your shares in case there's a power failure and you can't get your shares approved that you ever
had? And a microcosm of that is holding a lot of your money in cash, the way the system works. Whether they want to get rid of cash, it gives you that little bit of a hedge. Once they get rid of the cash, can you imagine what it's going to be like, Carlos?
Well, I imagine it, of course, because in the future, there's going to be a company that's going to be created called eBarter, just like eBay, where you are going to be able to barter, and somebody likes your product, they're going to say, hey, you have so many credits in your eBarter account or whatever, and then you just barter your services, your whatever.
You're forward-looking. This is exactly, instead of groveling to the system and opposing it, which we should, building new systems is how we win.
Doctor, listen, there was a gentleman whose name I will mention to you in future calls, and he said to President Kennedy, I've written a book about it, I've talked about it, people that are workers, they are entitled to own their company as well. It's not just a question of working to make people rich. It's a question of working so the condition of the human being is better. President Kennedy discussed this with President de Gaulle. Okay, and President in 1961, and President de Gaulle in 1969, trying to move through a referendum the sharing of the wealth of the companies with the workers. Okay, President.
And that's real. That's real capitalism. All right. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it, and it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, Peter, Richard, other calls are just up next. Peter in Washington, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I think the thing is, it's like Clarice First Principles, Marcus Aurelius. What is this thing in and itself? What is the thing in its constitution? What it is mortal men of flesh and blood, and the vax is about power secondarily. It's first about life extension. Trump met with Gates, and all of a sudden he changed his mind about vaccines. What might he have been told?
Well, he said in his inaugural speech, we have the keys to life. I'm going to fast track stuff that heals cancer, because they lied to him and said they had all the answers.
Yep, and Jared has said, we're either the first generation to live forever or the last to die. Jared has Trump's ear. He also has Elon's ear. He was in the box with Elon at the World Cup. And so all three of them seek life extension. And the key about the power they seek is the power that they seek is to accelerate life extension technology research. That's what they want most.
I 100% agree. My whole film Endgame is about that.
Right. And so the thing is, when you look at what they've done and you look at the vitriol that Elon came after you about, it was related to the vax. And you had used, or a caller had used a quote about the millstone and children. And I think because that implicated Trump, who I believe is a supporter of the vaccine, he got especially angry and said he would never replatform you. There, the transhumanism that they may believe in and the life extension technology they seek is the real fundamental thing and not power. Power is a means to an end, and freedom blocks the speed at which they can get their life
extension
technology.
Well, Jared Kushner came out and said he's never going to die.
Right, and he backed off of it later. But I think once an old person who has everything in the world hears, we can make you live longer, they're like, whatever it takes.
How many? But we've got to legalize this to get it out there. So why wouldn't they bring a less dangerous one out front? Why would they bring something out that discredits the mRNA right up front?
I think, number one, they didn't realize the level of resistance they'd meet. And number two, they're in a hurry. The freedom slows down their research. If they have complete control over all of humanity, how long does research...
Well, by the way, guys, cue up Benjamin Netanyahu the neocon king, Ben Shapiro, 2 months ago. Well, it was on his platform. It was with it was Jordan Peterson. And he says, all of Israel's a guinea pig. We don't know if it would hurt him or help him, but we're going to test all the new drugs on Israelis and track all their genetics, and then we're going to find the keys to life through this. So they're saying, we're going to sacrifice Israelis and make Israel the guinea pig testing center. He says it right there.
Yep, and they don't, their design, and the thing is, it could be different flavors. It could be far more, you know, mellow and not wanting to kill everybody. But fundamentally, if you're going to make advances in technology quick enough to get a 70-something extra life, it's got to be fast. And informed consent and sign on the dotted line. And do you realize the risk that this posed? People are not buying into that.
No, that's it.
And they want
it. That's it. I perfectly said. The best caller of the day of amazing calls. Thank you, Peter. Damn right. Richard in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Go ahead. You want to talk about the ultimate sin?
Unpardonable sin. This is Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven them, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world or in the world to come. We're in the world to come. The Holy Ghost is a key player here, but who is the Holy Ghost? Okay, here's...
But let me ask your opinion. What is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? That means when the Holy Ghost comes to you and you reject it and say, I hate you, I don't want you, is that the ultimate sin?
Yeah, well, it's part of it. But if you fail to know who the Holy Ghost is, you've missed the boat. Okay, in Revelations it says, and I shall send unto you another comforter who the world would not see, neither would they recognize him. In Acts, first chapter... ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has fully come upon you. Who is the Holy Ghost? I'll get right to the point. The Holy Ghost is the reemergence of Michael the Archangel in form. He is the first of the two witnesses who appear with Jesus. If you look at chapter 11 of Book of Revelation, it calls them the two golden candlesticks. And
well, I would describe the Holy Ghost, and I think you're right, Archangel is bringing that, is the direct connection to God.
Yes, and the Holy Ghost is... Wait a minute, Michael. I mean, wait a minute, Alex. The Holy Ghost has appeared, okay? And everybody has denied it. They're not reading the instructions. When you get in trouble, read the instructions. And I will send unto you another comforter who the world has will not see, neither would they recognize him. But he is the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Truth. That has actually happened, including the second witness. Okay? The first of the two witnesses is Michael the Archangel, who did appear again in the United States, not in Israel. He appeared in the United States in the Rocky Mountains, okay, in a little stone chapel on a mound of prairie grass. Would you like to hear his solution to this?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Didn't cut you off.
Okay. As we consider divine cosmic forces which are possible of release in the earth, we know that if we were a sufficient number, 144,000 in the earth, and we were fully trained in the way of Jesus Christ, and if all were properly placed in the world of man, it would be possible to release a current of divine power in the earth so strong and so all-inclusive that all who would do wickedly and those who have chosen the way of evil, whoever and wherever they may be, would be almost instantly annihilated from the face of the earth in release of divine power. Those who were already dead to the reality of Jesus Christ would be killed. Such individuals would die far more and just as surely as if they were killed by any destructive methods known to man. Machine gun bullets could not be more effective. That is one of a little passage of 18 volumes created in...
All right, brother, listen, interesting call. I appreciate your call. And we got to go to other people, but I will tell you this. The Holy Ghost is God's connection to the people. When God moves against your heart to try to get you to reach out, and if you refuse that, it's really bad. And it's 100% real. The enemy has their transmission. God has his transmission. And that's why they're trying to block that. All right, listen. We got one more segment left before the guest host takes over. So I got to get to Anonymous in Texas. I got to get to Marvin, Russell, Mark, and Jefferson. So I will take all five of your calls in the next 11-minute segment. When we come back, get ready. I want to thank you all for your support. Incredible calls, so many angles, so many dimensions. I love taking calls. You know, we've increased the calls because I like the show and I take calls, and I think you like it as well. I had some guests lined up. We canceled them. We'll be back, obviously, with the Thursday and the Friday broadcast as well. And I forget who's in the fourth hour today. Let me look that up. That'll be host Kate Daly. Always does a really stupendous job. But we're going to go to break. I got a bunch of breaking news here, too, so I'll probably do the first 5 minutes before Kate Daly comes on. But I want to go right to your phone calls. But, man, we are living in such an insane time. There's a bunch of other articles I haven't gotten to here. Trudeau's censorship bill passes the Senate. That's in Canada, folks, where the government will monitor and censor you in live time. Tyranny isn't coming. It's here. And that's an incredible thing to admit. Band.video, Infowars.com. And the new podcast show I'm doing, sign up for free to be sent emails about the live shows, is alexjoneslive.com. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Going right back to your phone calls. Anonymous in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Awesome. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
Love you, too.
I'm calling, thank you. I'm calling because everyone needs to know about this. The cyber attack is not imminent. It's here. I've been perpetually hacked for about 2 years. All of my Apple devices, no matter what, no matter how many times I've replaced them, they all contain spyware. The devices have a spyware very much like Pegasus. I don't know if you've heard of it, the NSO program. And basically what happens is that people, I don't know who, are downloading my pictures, my conversations, taking snapshots.
Well, everybody knows about this. I talked about it 20 years ago, but now they admit it. You'll be talking about the weirdest thing, and then you'll get ads on your phone about it, so that it's creating text messages. It's recording you and sending it back to a database. The apps do it. Governments do it. Yeah, it's just a free-for-all.
Well, it's actually the product. Apple is complicit, so are the telecommunications and internet providers. And, you know, the sad thing about this is that I've, like, reported it to 10 Paxton's office, the Texas Attorney General, local police, and state police, and the local police for, you know, complaining and reporting that I've been attacked, cyber attacked. I got thrown in a mental hospital for a week on an emergency detention order. So, I mean, there are plans for people who have mental history, depression, any kind of mental history, and I've seen it in the World Bank's website.
Sure, you're talking about the red flag laws, where once you get flagged, they surveil you. I appreciate your call. Look, all I can tell you is that the internet is designed to control people. We've used it to reach out to people. The system doesn't like that. Marvin in Alabama, you're on the air. Marvin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, a
couple quick things. One, with the money and the grid shutting down, if that happens, we need to make it known loud and clear now and with as big a names as possible that when the power does come back on, everybody that has property, you know, in their possession, their house or whatever, it's theirs. I don't care if they owed $1 million to the bank. If the bank wants to screw around like this and play around and you know, wake up one day and have CBDCs or whatever.
No, you're right. We should not comply when they shut the system down and offer a new system. We should not go along with it.
Right. At that point, self-defense is authorized, and we have to help defend our neighbors. As far as the vaccine and Trump, this mental gymnastics that's out there that he had to do it to get things open back up, I mean, if people would just think this through for a minute, it's part of the strong delusion. Anybody that believes that, they've bought into the strong delusion. Because that's like saying, like Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass the bill to read the bill. You know, and so we have to kill people. And lots and like 250 million people in order to not kill people with the lockdowns. I mean, it's just absurd. I don't know what people are thinking, you know, and plus you can't really go with what he's saying anyways, because he's now saying that he wasn't for the lockdowns when he chastised the Georgia governor, when he chastised Sweden for opening back up, when he said that, that Massey needed to be thrown out of the Republican Party for making Congress come in to vote, you know, actually in person. You know, so he's rewriting history now. You just can't trust that. And the real sin of it all is complying with the papers, please. When the people, I heard your caller earlier, they got the shot that said, you know, sadly, so he could travel. That's way worse than just getting the shot, because now him getting the shot is sad, and I hope he's okay, but it doesn't affect me. But him showing his papers to travel, that affects me. And that's really the sin in all of this, is when people comply and they show their papers.
Sure, and then sets the precedent and you get deeper into the trap. You don't get more freedom by complying. We're not criticizing him. He's learned. You get more freedom by not complying. Thank you so much. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I would be accused of being one of the strong delusion people, I guess. 2021, without the vaccine, was supposed to be a kill zone for remdesivir. Trump, with warp speed, brought out the vaccine ahead of schedule. If you read the SPARS document, telosavir was supposed to be...
Well, yeah, well, Fauci did that with AZT and HIV and AIDS. He killed millions with that. I mean, I get what was going on. I get they told Trump, bring this out, it'll save people. But I mean, still, Trump now knows all this. He should come out against it.
I think he will, but the point is, what I'm saying is, he saved 4 million older Americans from getting killed with remdesivir in 2021 because they were vaccinated. So when they got sick anyway, the hospitals couldn't kill the people who were vaccinated with remdesivir because that would have made the whole vaccine not work at all. So they gave different medical treatment to people that were vaccinated compared to people that were unvaccinated because the vaccine came out early. So that messed up their plan. They wanted us to get to Christmas of 2021. And then they'd come out with the vaccine, and then with our pent-up demand, because we're in a panic because 4 million Americans
and then
died,
say that the virus killed people when it was really remdesivir.
Correct. That was the plan. And he messed that up for them. So he actually did save Americans, and I'm sure he thought there was probably an antidote to the vaccine if it was bad for people. So he was playing it the best he could. He didn't want to be taken out of office, but he figured if they take me out, at least I'll keep 4 million Americans from getting killed with remdesivir because half the population...
Well, look, I mean, I think it's open for debate, but people only obsessing on Trump is a diversion. The globalists definitely don't like Trump because he actually tried to be president. We got to worry about what they're up to. At the same time, push Trump to tell the truth about the shot, which he's starting to do.
Yeah, it's coming around. It'll work out all right. We just have a good time.
Thanks for the call, Jefferson. Russell in California, last caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm going to let some cats out of the bag here. The Chinese spy balloon, according to my aerospace type, I got some people in low and high places. We suspect that the Chinese were doing what's known as TERCOM radar. In other words, they are mapping the United States from Alaska and across the United States with what's known as TERCOM radar. When you pop an EMP device, you're going to take out a large portion of the infrastructure, electricity. GPS satellites will have to be taken out in a combat situation. So once GPS is gone, you're grounding all flight. Today's missiles use both GPS and what's known as TERCOM radar, especially cruise missiles. The Soviets and the Chinese are about 10 years behind us. And with their subsonic missiles, they need the old school TERCOM radar capability to hit target after a GMP attack.
And you can't do ground reading radar from space?
No, because what you want to do, and that was the reason why this balloon was at the altitude it was, it can take a better picture of terrain.
Sure, instead of shooting through thicker atmosphere.
Right, exactly. And landmarks, and if it had a TERCOM capability for it, it could also see through vegetation, trees. It could probably, this thing could map the, we have systems that I know of in existence that can map how many inches it is from the edge of the street to your front door. So, that being said, what the Chinese were doing, and I think Biden needs to be impeached, because we will never find out the true meaning of this balloon and why these balloons are being sent and so forth. I think it's to benefit the Chinese and the Russians.
I think your call makes a lot of sense. And why would General Milley not tell Trump, this is a gigantic balloon with a gigantic array. I know about ground radar, topography mapping radar, and so I know a little bit about what you're talking about. It sounds very credible to me. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to go to break. We have a very important Greg Reese report coming up, and then we're going to have Kate Daly take over. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Harrison Smith is 8 a.m. Central, the American Journal. Owen Schroyer is in about an hour and 5 minutes with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is coming up. This is a really powerful report. The Fed needs another 9/11 that I heard at the start of the show. Hope everybody shares it at band.video and infowars.com/show. But whatever you do, watch this report because he's dead right. The deep state needs a big crisis to get themselves out of the trouble they're in. The question is, what will that big event be? I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, keeping us on air. Without you, we're not going to be here. You know who you are that supported us. I salute you. If you haven't supported, please get great products at the same time while you support InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Great job of the crew. Hour number 4 kicked off with Greg Reese and the deep state needing a new 9/11 and then Kate Daly. We'll be right back with hour number 4.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.